Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Idly, hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
Another episode of the Brett Allen Show. Today we are chatting more One Chicago in Universe. Today we're switching back over to Chicago Fire with Joe Manoso. He has his name listed here, Joe Cruz, because it really has been a large part of your life. Thanks for hanging out today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, my friend. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, well, we have a lot to talk about here. The last couple episodes have just been unbelievable for your storyline. And we have a big episode coming up here Wednesday, April 6th. Keep You Safe is the title. And by child, you and Chloe, this is huge, as if your life didn't have enough happening on the show with the new baby. And now you bring in somebody else. Let's talk about this and sort of how your character, what we can expect without really giving out too many spoilers.
Right. Yeah. So ultimately, yes, you're right. This wonderful young immigrant child named Javi literally fell into my arms and into our hearts. Right. I mean, I think first and foremost, just I have to give a big congratulations and a thank you to Carlos, who plays Javi, who is just a remarkable young actor and the best to have on set. And really, there was something, it almost felt like when he was brought on set with me and Chloe, he was like the missing puzzle piece, you know, like it was like really like he somehow completes us in this very strange way. But anyway, in the next episode, we're going to explore deeper and further into Javi's universe, and we're going to see how Cruz and Chloe navigate what can be a very complicated situation, especially when, you know, emotions are involved. It's very easy, as you can tell, based upon my real life experience, to fall in love with this kid. And so it's going to be like, is this something that they're prepared to take on? Are there going to be obstacles in the way of that beyond their control? And, you know, it's just going to dive deeper into that. And I think in classic Chicago Fire fashion, you will not be disappointed by the outcome.
Yes. And it's interesting because there's just so much happening in this universe outside of the crossovers that you all do, but really just individually. And we had Miranda Mayo on last year, similarly, and we talked about how her storyline has progressed since she's been a part of the show. But you, my friend, have been on this show for a very long time. You guys are on what, season 9 or 10?
We are on season 10. I think we're at about 211 or 12 episodes right now.
So this show is spectacular. And I think this was the first of the three, correct? And then the others followed suit.
Yes, we are probably the flagship.
Show. And I mean, you've been on since day one, and we have just watched your character go through so many different changes, emotions. I mean, really just, I think out of everybody has really experienced a lot. Looking at your character from episode 101 to now, just from a very myopic perspective, how has Joe Cruz changed? How has he matured in a positive way? And I've asked all of your castmates this question because I think it's interesting to watch the evolution of how these people's lives dip in and out and change.
I could not agree with you more. You know, I think it's funny because my actual life very much so mirrored Chicago Fire in a lot of ways. I met my wife on the show right around the same time that Chloe came into the picture. And like I got married and everybody from the cast was there, and like so many of the people like stood up at the wedding, and so it just was very, very kismet. But in general, yeah, when we're talking about Cruise's growth, I think what you got to see when you first came into Chicago Fire for Cruise was, you know, driver of Truck 81, who was, you know, kind of constantly palling around with his friend, and Yuri, who happened to be the candidate. Am I saying that? Yeah, the candidate who happened to be the candidate at the time, right before Peter Mills comes in the very pilot episode. Yeah. So, you know, we were the young bucks / idiots, if you will, of the show. Proudly, I think we're very lucky that we got to play a lot of the humor on the show very early on. And now you see somebody who's, you know, a member of the most elite squad in the city, which is all about specialty rescue, and which has advanced his knowledge as a firefighter overall, and I think has enhanced his bravery as a human being. And then, of course, you know, on a personal level, you get to see what it's like for him to now to be a married man and the consequences of being a married man and a firefighter and what that means emotionally. And now with a child and, you know, what seems to be the potential of two children just like out of the gate, it just forces Cruz to really, there is no going back. Like, it's like you are growing into the role of father, and that is now something that is with you, you know, for the foreseeable future, right? And that comes with a lot of consequences, a lot of weight, and a lot of responsibility. And what's great to see about Cruz now is I think he's ready for that responsibility. You know, yeah. I think like 4, 5, 6 years ago, you wouldn't have expected something like this, you know, when he was teaching Zumba classes and just
living in the bachelor pad with everybody else.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. It just Cruz wasn't at that place in his life, but it's just so fascinating what 5 years can do to a human. Right. Which is so true for me. Like, it's like the 5 years between the first season of Fire and season 5, you know, I was like super single and very much a bachelor and convinced love didn't exist. And now I'm a very happily married man with a woman who I'm obsessed with. So it just shows you what 5 years can do to a man.
Yeah, really. I mean, just like generally in life, I think really 5 years is a long time. But to watch this character just mature so much, and in spite of whatever decisions that he's made or hasn't made, he's in a great spot now. This is so exciting. I mean, really, outside of what TDM drama could come from bringing in a second child, I think that's, as a father, as a single dad myself, I really connect with the fact that you just have this fatherly heart on the show, and probably in real life too, where you want to just help. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that this character, Chloe, her name escapes me, the actress that plays her.
Kristen Gutowski. Yeah. Kristen.
Yes. And really just being like, okay, let's do this. Excited to see what the future holds. Again, congratulations on all of your success with this show. It's just really exciting. Keep you safe. I will be airing Wednesday, April 6th, and then available to watch the next day on Peacock. One last question. Do you find yourself on any level, I mean, you've talked about relating to the character, but is there one characteristic that you relate to the most with your character that really just is at your core as an actor?
I like to think that I have a fairly generous spirit when it comes to being available for people, especially when they're down and out. And I like to think that I share that with Cruz, though I think he exemplifies it in, you know, far more than I ever could. I think the success of our show is how much we all care about wanting to help people, sure. And how much that really resonates in every aspect of their lives. And so it's like to be able to just kind of play that is a gift, especially as a Latin man, you know, to be able to be the hero and a positive human being is really quite a joy and an honor and a pleasure and a privilege. And I'm so lucky that I'm doing it 10 years in, man, really.
That's a long time. A lot of people haven't even held regular jobs for that long. So,
I hear you, man. I knock on wood every day. This is the longest job I've ever had. So it's like of any kind. So
I know. Yeah, that's great. I love it. Well, Joe Manoso, AKA Joe Cruz, NBC Chicago Fire, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a wonderful day. And also, congratulations and thank you on being a single dad. Far too few, and it is something that I think we should celebrate as much as any single parent. So thank you.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.